This is Shepherd's on the Not Not Fun label, the Loco Hills record. Endless Horizons. Clay Pigeon with you, Dusty Show. Thanks for being there, everybody. I'm glad that you've taken the time to tune in. Just a couple of interviews this hour, plenty of music, some other stuff. It's the Silent Fundraiser. Make a pledge if you can. Come through for FMU. Keep us going. I was in Union Square Park, and I came upon an artist who had displayed some big canvases, paintings of Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and you know, I became interested. I was observing people looking at these paintings. I thought I'd talk to a couple of them. The first of which is Marty.
Check. What's your first name?
Marty.
Marty. You just saw the picture of Donald Trump there. It looks like a painting maybe here at Union Square Park. Nicely done.
It's well done. Quite done.
And you took a picture of it just as a curiosity?
It's as an oddity.
Yeah, I'm wondering because I just came upon it too, and I'm wondering if it's somebody's reaction project.
Obviously, there's one of similar size and
is there
caricature
down the line?
As Hillary.
Oh, Hillary,
yes.
On the other side.
Yes.
From CNN.
We cannot let a minority of people, and that's what it is. It is a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people.
I'm certainly a born and bred Democrat, have been my whole life. I don't think Donald Trump will be the candidate for the Republican
Party. By the time the smoke clears, they keep saying he's...
It
almost seems like they're trying to
get him out. It's going to come back to the norm. I don't think any of the... Bush Clinton, maybe Cruz, Rubio. Yes, exactly.
What about Joe Biden? Joe Biden.
I will be straightforward with you. The most relevant factor in my decision is whether my family and I have the emotional energy to run. But unless I can go to my party and the American people and say that I am able to devote my whole heart and my whole soul to this endeavor, it would not be appropriate.
Joe Biden, I think, has sort of had the wind knocked out of him with the death of his son. I'm not sure he's actually going to run. He's kind of testing the waters to see how
tentative, isn't he?
See how weak Hillary is.
Yeah. And there's whispers too about Elizabeth Warren as Joe's possible running mate.
Yeah, I don't know if she also has the full stomach for that either.
Would you have liked to have seen her run for president?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm more of a conservative Democrat, and I think when, as a matter of fact, in 2008, I was a Hillary supporter over Barack.
Have you lost
Barack.
Enthusiasm for her in recent years?
I've certainly lost some enthusiasm. What's interesting is that she's running a less well-run campaign now than she did in 2008. I think she's kind of stiffened up. She's kind of running it by the polls.
Enough is enough. This country belongs to all of us. The government has got to represent all of us and not just a handful of billionaires.
Are you feeling the burn at all?
Am I feeling the burn? Yes, I guess I'm feeling the burn. I personally am doing just fine. But feeling the burn, psychically I'm feeling the burn, yes.
For Bernie Sanders, of course, I'm talking about.
Oh, that burn.
That's his catchphrase.
I think he's a wonderful idealist. Once again, I'm a little more
conservative. But no
chance? I don't believe he has a chance. I don't think mainstream Democrats are going to go for him no more than mainstream Republicans are going to wind up voting for Donald.
What about Carly Fiorina?
People are tired of sanitized sound bites and bumper sticker rhetoric. They want to have a conversation about the real issues. And by any standard common sense measure, Hillary Clinton has lied about Benghazi and about her emails and about her server.
Carly Fiorina, I think, would be a great vice president with someone like Rubio or Bush. I think it would be a good, a strong ticket for them.
What about these gun laws? What do we do?
The gun laws? I mean, it's an intractable problem. Even many of the middle-of-the-country Democrats are pro-gun. It's an irrational, intractable problem.
Is it all NRA lobbyists?
NRA is a very strong lobby, but it's not just that. I think people really, in their hearts, really feel very passionate about owning a gun. And it's, you know, it's not a rational thing. I mean, who needs a... you know, an assault weapon, you know, if you really just want to be a hunter. But I think people just feel sort of a visceral, you know, a strong reaction about gun ownership.
That's part of being an American.
I think somehow, yeah, sort of like have a big stake and have a gun. And
you think there's a certain amount, too, of Obama's for it, so we're against it?
No. I think this would exist in and of
itself.
Yeah, I don't believe it's that.
Great stuff, man.
Okay.
Nice
good.
Talk to you. Radio
pleasure.
Handshake. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Keep the faith. I think, you know, it's just when things seem the gloomiest, things will always work out. They always seem to work out.
Great talking to you.
Okay.
Here's my card.
Good luck.
All right.
That's great.
Thank you.
Hi, Joker. Those live rounds? .762 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
Left shoulder! Right shoulder! Lock and load! This is my rifle! There are many like it, but this one is mine!
Fire!
But I've got a wrinkled brow. It's the first time that I've seen it. Shouldn't I feel more ecstatic? Has anyone else ever felt disappointed or been underwhelmed or a little bored? One woman I saw, Lord, she very nearly fainted. Help me, Wilhelm, get her in the fort. Let's get her to a hospital quick. She needs attention now. She needs attention now. Hurry up, man, we're losing her, and we don't want that on our conscience. Now they're wheeling her into the emergency room, and there's many good doctors gathered around her. Now they put the paddles to her chest,
'cause her heart has stopped
beating. I heard somebody say, don't die, don't die, baby, please don't die, 'cause I couldn't live without you in my life. I couldn't live without you in my life. I couldn't live without somebody say,
from the debut Flock of Seagulls album, 1982, produced by Bill Nelson, Space Age Love Song. Play Pigeon with you, Dusty Show, quarter of the way through the Dusty Show, making room for Hardy White at the top of the hour, Miracle Nutrition, the whole TNP to follow. Hack your playlist, I'm reading you. Loud and clear, it's good to be here, people. DJ L-Rock is back. Good to see you, DJ L-Rock. He says, love this song, Dusty. Memphis Mike, Space Age Love Song, one of my all-time faves. Sherry Pie loves this song. I'm glad you guys are liking it. Sounds good. This is Arthur Prysock. What a great song for this time of year. Autumn in New York, Jersey too.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. In New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York.
It's good to see it again.
It's good to live it.
Good to live it again.
Again.
Beer and the Raiders for you coming up right now. I love this. Hungry on the Dusty Show. Stay with me.
Will your darkness need to know all about? Will there's something that you dig you can't figure out? Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what tips inside of my brain. Got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it. Ow! Because I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry through and through. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with a real fine girl like you.
I could almost taste it, baby. And sweet as wine, the custom tailored world that I wanna own.
your place up high. We can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. If I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry too and true. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. A real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. Well, I ain't gonna waste it now when it's finally mine. Gonna live each minute, many hours and days, till I've had my fill. Oh, girl, I'll be rolling in it. Yes, yes, you know I will. Yes, I will.
How are you doing, man?
I'm still alive. Yeah, still alive. How are you?
I feel pretty good today.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
Evening, actually.
Yep,
the sun has gone down.
Transitioned into evening.
Yeah, and the people are getting off work. And
it's a time when you'd see bats flying around, but I just don't see them in Manhattan.
Oh, no? Well, you have to talk to the Batman. I think he's exterminated all of his fellow friends.
It was noble of that animal to hurl himself into the path of that final torpedo. He gave his life for ours. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Now you're I'm sure among other things, you're a painter.
Well, I have 2 degrees in filmmaking from Columbia and the Art Institute. And I'm a clothes designer. I made these pants. Right.
Very cool. Yeah, very stylish.
And then, of course, the cops told me to stop drumming, but I played the drums for almost 55 years.
Wow, you don't look that old.
Well, I'm 55.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a couple big paintings out here today of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. What are the reactions you're getting?
Well, most people just take pictures, and I ask them for a dollar or some kind of, a donation. But in terms of the reactions, I asked the cops, who are they going to vote for, Hillary or the Trumpster? And they like the Trumpster. Of course, this is New York City, so hello.
My new game is Trump, the game.
Trump, the game where you deal for everything you ever wanted to own. Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Yes!
Play Trump, the game from Milton Bradley.
I think you'll like it.
Number nine.
Everybody wants to tear my Trump apart, and everybody wants to Madam President. Yes, so.
How about you? Do you participate politically?
I just signed up for my voter's registration since I moved to the Upper West Side, and I'm waiting for the confirmation in the mail. And they asked me, what party do you want? And I told them, any donation will be helpful. Any donation, ma'am, will be helpful, thanks. I don't want to be Democrat, Republican, or I just want to vote for whoever I want, okay? So that I'm nonpartisan. And then, of course, they asked me on the application, do I want a judge? Oh, thank you, handsome. Yeah. Thank you, pardon?
Getting a nice donation.
I could do a mural very easily. Yes, I can. Thank you. I asked to be a judge of election because, you know, they pay you. They pay you for that. So that's a really good thing. So
I guess it doesn't matter which side. I'm in the way here, either way.
Well,
so
in the way. You're part of the way.
I see you painted.
What's your name?
My name's Clay Pigeon.
Clay Pigeon, Jeff Reed. I'll shoot you if you don't vote.
Jeff, where are you from? What's your hometown?
I'm from Manhattan, but I lived in Yonkers, and I'm mostly from Brooklyn. I never lived in the Bronx. I lived in Queens.
Have you lived outside of New York City ever?
I lived in Queens, and I lived in Staten Island.
Tell me your name again.
Jeffrey Reed.
And you're online, I'm guessing, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I have a website. It's called idleportraits.com.
What's your dream for the future? What haven't you done?
Oh, everything. I have... that's all I do is dream, Clay Pigeon. But my future dream is to buy a nice, thank you, sir. Buy a nice lodge, buy a nice, a bigger van, a nice Mercedes Sprinter van, and so I could put my paintings instead of on top of the van, inside the van, so I could show more places. Because, you know, I show here at Union Park, I show at Washington Park, I show at Tompkins Square Park, I show at, in Brooklyn and Fort Greene Park, and I show right by the Trump Towers over at Central Park, and all the parks I show at. And I show other places, but mainly in the park. I'm just hanging out, trying to show my work.
Well, it's really nice work,
thank
and
you.
I hope our listeners look it up online. What's your message of peace and love to those people?
Well, you got listeners? A real sweet Clay Pigeon soft voice. Let me see. My message of love is keep up the good work, people, and keep on listening to my man Clay Pigeon.
Is that your Clay Pigeon imitation?
Yeah, that's kind of that's a good one.
Well, good luck, man. I hope you make some money.
Thank you, sir.
Keep following your dream.
Yes, sir.
All right.
See you, Clay.
I'll give you a card.
Thank you.
Number nine.
The United States of America is the one advanced nation on Earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, even in the face of repeated mass killings. Somehow this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. The conversation in the aftermath of it, we've become numb to this.
From CNN.
We are just getting word here of the school shooting. This is what we're getting from the Douglas County, Oregon Sheriff's Department. They are, quote, responding to reports of an active shooter at the campus of Umpqua Community College. This is in Roseburg, Oregon. And we can now confirm for you that according to preliminary reports, there are 10 who are dead. Again, preliminary reports, this is just now happening, and we're just getting information here again.
Bless the peace and the children, for in this world they have no voice, they have no choice.
These are the Carpenters on WFMU.
Bless the peace and the children.
How are you doing, man?
I'm still alive. Yeah, I'm still alive. How are you?
I feel pretty good. If you want to call, you can. 201-209-9393. 9368 201 209 9368. I set the phone up here. After that radical edit, I thought I'd try. Oh man, that was so radical. That's my nightmare, actually, shutting off the CD machine mid-song. It happened, though. It happened. 201-209-9368. I got one queued up, but I need to talk. Will it work? Is anybody there? Yeah, I see. They chickened out. I need a caller, 'cause I'm sitting here lonely on the radio. What did they think when they found out it was their long lost daddy-o? W-O-L-D. Is anybody there?
Hey, is this WFMU?
It is, man. Who's this? Help me.
This is Alex. What do you need help with?
Well, I just, major gap. Now look, I got a Christmas tree. I guess you guys want to do a call in. What's up, man? Where are you? What are you doing? How old are you? Where are you from?
I'm 23.
Nice.
I'm from New Brunswick. I'm getting gas right now, so I figured, like, I have some downtime, and you wanted a caller, so why not?
Are you, now you can't, I don't think you can pump your own in New Jersey, can you?
No, you can't pump your own in New Jersey. You get, people do it for you.
Do you feel denied in a way? It's kind of a pleasure to pump that gas sometimes.
A little bit, but I mean, at the same rate, it's kind of scary when you go to a different state and you have to pump the gas yourself.
Yeah. Oh, then yeah, you're out of practice.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, either way, but like everybody touches the pumps, and it's like it gets kind of unsanitary at a certain point. Oregon is the same way, but you don't pump your own gas there.
Hold on, hold on, man. You're treading water for me there. I had to do something. Oregon, speaking of which, man, what do we do about this gun situation? It's out of hand.
The gun situation?
Yeah.
I'm one of the people who think that, like, what is it? Let me just get my thoughts in order about it. Well, I find that guns, like, it's more of like a mental health issue. I know that's kind of cliche to say, but personally, I'm a revolutionary socialist, so I think that like, banning guns is kind of bad in the way, because like if the government becomes ever excessively oppressive or fascist,
I've thought of that too.
Yeah, the general population won't have any recourse about that.
Yeah, the stats seem over the top, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, what is it? And, like, I know, like, gun deaths and stuff suck, but on, like, a statistical scale, there are actually, like, if you're going to ban anything, you'd ban, like, cars. Cars cause, like, 40,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. Like, the amount of deaths due to gun violence is insignificant compared to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Who do you like, man? Who do you like? Bernie?
No, I'm not really into Bernie Sanders. I know he's, a lot of people like say he's a socialist and whatnot, but personally I don't think he really is a socialist. He's a social democrat.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much just like, you know, equivalent to like your average like liberal like European party.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, I mean, in order to be really a socialist, you have to talk about means of production being owned democratically.
Oh man, you're going deep. I'm kind of a soundbite. I needed 10 seconds right there. You were going deep, man.
I was going deep. You always just 10 seconds. I could repeat something.
What's your message of peace and love to everybody, man?
Okay, message of peace to love. Okay, just summed up in one sentence.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the means of production need to be democratically owned by the general populace. And once that happens, the crime can be eradicated. Then we don't have to worry about gun violence or anything like that, because really all these things are rooted in poverty of some sort.
Can you sing for us, I Love Today's WFMU? Kind of a relaxed...
I love today's WFMU.
Can you...
Okay, should I sing it like a new wave, like a band or something?
However you like.
I love today's WFMU.
Just keep, make up some words for a minute.
I love today's WFMU. It's a great radio station for me and you. It's the best radio station below the dial. WFMU, me and you.
This is Devo, Uncontrollable Urge. Here, new fill-in. He's going to be manning the board and doing the IDs. I've got to drag him on the air here in a minute. James, you a Devo fan?
I know who they are. I wouldn't call myself a fan.
How old are you?
40.
40? So 40. What year were you born?
1974. I got a birthday coming
up.
You
were
in
like
a couple
four
weeks.
When this came out.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I like the new wave sort of stuff.
What's your thing?
Delaney and Bonnie.
Really?
That,
you're
that,
like
that
a...
whole Mad Dogs and Englishmen scene.
My music, man.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
old enough to be, 17, I could have been your dad.
You were at the shows, right?
Yeah, let me turn on some Shaz here. I got to get something going on. Things are falling apart, man.
You find it, find your new room.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get away from the live, I think. It's too naked, too revealing, too exposed.
In what sense? Just
I just can't, I got to hide for a while.
Well, that's not necessarily always a bad thing, now, is it?
I don't know, man.
Makes for a big return.
Dude, you're good.
Thank you.
What's your hometown?
I'm in between Newark and Montclair right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Living out in between them?
I got my apartment in Newark, but I haven't been there in a while as I stay with my lady friend.
I'm doing the math, man, and I'm going to have to go because I got two bits to play before the top of the hour, but I wanted to get you on the air. Listen to him, Ken. Brian, he's good, isn't he? He's real smooth.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, man, you're great. You're gonna go. Have you done this before? You seem quite at ease on the mic.
I played around a little bit, but you know, this is the big stage, I guess you could say.
You look like that dude in 300.
The Spartan movie? I don't have the six-pack, though.
You don't have that. All right, man. I'm going to go. Nice talking to you,
James. All right. Have a good show.
This is Shaz.
What's your first name?
Corrine.
Corrine, were you checking out these paintings here? I was just talking to the artist. A big painting of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. What did it make you think?
Well, it's quite favorable of Donald Trump. It's very positive. And I was just looking at the quality of the painting.
You think it's flattering? A picture
to him,
of Trump?
Definitely.
From C-SPAN. They attack my hair. My hair, it's mine. Come here. Would anybody like to inspect? Is there a nice woman that would like to inspect it in the audience? No, I mean, it's actually my hair. They say, you wear the worst hairpiece I've ever seen. What a horrible wig.
Do you like Donald Trump?
No.
Not at all. You're not going to
quibble.
He's
a bad joke.
You think? I mean, is
he's pathetic. And it's very sad to me that the public even responds to such trouble.
Why are they doing it now? Is it the reality shows? Has entertainment met reality?
It's looking like it, isn't it? I don't know. I really don't know. I think people are just fooled by noise. Just shocks me and
do you like Hillary or Bernie or Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren?
I don't really know who I like.
You don't? Do you vote?
Oh, yes.
Did you vote for Obama last time?
That's my business.
Did you vote for Romney?
I would never vote for Romney.
Anyway, let me ask, before you get away, what's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Get educated. That's what it's all about. With education, people like Trump could not survive if people were educated and understood the issues and understood how to deal with them. It's a very sad portrait.
Take back our country from the liars, the cheats, the press, and the political elites who want to take away our ability to define our own destiny. Join us. Join the NRA. We truly are freedom's safest place. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What do we do about these gun crimes that are happening? Yeah, I mean, you're very intelligent. What do you think? Do you have any ideas?
I think, well, just like came out today, the shooter was on five meds. I think it's toxifying their brain. I think a lot of these people, as a matter of fact, 11 out of 13 were on drugs. And when you're using these drugs without any way of discriminating
between
which drug is good for which patient or what, and no understanding of that, then you're going to, these people, their brain becomes toxified.
We see all the side effects, even on television.
It's not a side effect.
It's not.
That is a drug term. It's a side effect. It's an effect. It's an effect.
Anyway,
willing to accept the effects for the promise of something better. And that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to become impotent to be able to be content. That's not an acceptable relationship.
It makes people where they have insomnia, they can't sleep well. It may change personality. People may get irritated, agitated, emotionally labile. It can bother our sleeping habits, our emotional stability.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Yeah.
How do you maintain it?
I love the future. I love the present. It's
very
interesting.
You have faith in humankind? Will we eventually get it right?
No, I don't know. I don't know, but we'll keep on trying.
Great talking to you. I'll give you my card.
Okay.
I have to tell you, Janet, I am just sick of this. I'm sick about it, and I feel an absolute urgency for this country to start being sensible about keeping guns away from people who should not have them. Guns.
Some Nugent on the Dusty Show. Hardy's coming up top of the hour. Stay with us. Stranglehold.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog. Tell it's me by the clamor now, baby. I'd like to cut the street. Now I've been smoking for so long, you know I'm here to say. Got you in a stranglehold, baby. You best get out of the way.
Unhappy. They're agitators. They're always stirring things up, agitating. Community organized. They're always unhappy about something.
James and I just talking about Ted Nugent here. You know all the stuff he said. But I like this song. Back then we just liked how he played guitar. Politics ruins everything. Come on.
people. Corporations are people, my friend. We can raise taxes on... Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people.
Jefferson's Hole.
At Jefferson's Hole.
Yes.
About what time? Right around nine would work well for me.
But my lady, we were thinking more in the neighborhood of 7.
I can't make it. It's too early.
Well, I suppose we can try for 8 o'clock, madam, but really...
Really, I need the meeting at Jefferson's Hole to start at 9.
Some of the men thought that was too late.
If you have it at 8, I will not get there on time. If you have it at 8, I will not get there on time.
Jefferson's Hole, Jefferson's Hole, Jefferson's Hole. Of course, you all remember swimming when we were young.
It was called Jefferson's Lake then.
She's right, it was called Jefferson's Lake. But in the late 1970s, the lake began to drain inexplicably. Over the course of 2 years' time, all of the water drained out of Jefferson's Lake until all that remained
was the hole.
Look at it.
Look at Jefferson's Hole.
Yes, my friend.
Look at it closely.
Look in the heart of the hole.
Blacker than midnight.
Black as a handful of coal.
Oh, look, my friend.
Won't you look at it?
Look at Jefferson's Hole.
It's smaller than ever.
Yes, and gone are the beaver. Gone. From Jefferson's Hole.
And I've heard stories about that Jefferson's Hole.
What type of stories, madam?
That it's riddled with organisms.
Is it, madam?
Don't laugh, jackass.
Madam, really?
I've had it with you people.
What type of organisms can be found in Jefferson's Hole, madam?
You can find them all in there. There's been scientists that have dipped into it.
Have they?
I saw them.
Have they dipped into the hole, madam?
Yes, I saw them.
Have they?
And they have found organisms.
I did see some science fellers down there.
Did you, Raleigh, at the hole?
Yeah, they's poking around down there a little.
Poking around the hole.
Looking for dirty organisms.
They were poking around the hole.
They were seeing what they could find.
Around
I'm a boot.
Or a bandicoot.
Or a man who'd lost his
mind. Lost his mind.
He lost his mind on the banks of Jefferson's Hole.
Everybody's losing their mind these days.
Yes, madam, it would seem that way.
Jefferson's Hole reminds me of sweeter times.
Yes, madam.
Sweeter times.
Yes.
Jefferson's Hole reminds me of sweeter times. Of tottering teeter times.
Those times you'd meet her by the pines and eat the plump grapes on the vine. Your shoulder a holder for the pole.
Yes, when you've gone fishing
at Jefferson's Hole.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon saying so long. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dusty Show. Stay tuned for Hardy White and the TNP to follow.
Hey, give me a hand for a minute. Is this picture straight?
I think so. It's hard to tell since there's no wall.
Yeah, everything disappeared, so I'm trying to brighten the place up a bit.
Wait, there's no walls. There's no house. Where is everything?
Don't know. It all disappeared.
Everything can't just disappear.
I still have my painting. My mom says it's an original Otto Dix, but I think it's an Xavier Cugat.
I think because it's a little child with big eyes, it's a Cugat.
Could be a Marion Peck.
Could be.
Hello, neighbors.
Hi, Mr. Bourgeoisie.
Is your physical reality out? Mine seems to have gone down. I don't know if it's a breaker or whether the whole block is without tangible substance.
Yeah, ours has been out for a while. I'd be climbing up the walls, but there doesn't seem to be any.
How does reality go down?
Sometimes it's squirrels, sometimes a collective lack of imagination.
Yeah, if everyone suddenly stops conceiving of a physical dimension or visualizing solutions and anticipating outcomes, then the whole space-time grid goes down. Also, squirrels can get in there.
Is there someone we can call?
When it goes off for a bit, I usually read some Lewis Carroll and it comes right back on. But this time, something's very wrong.
There seems to be some kind of light source. I can see you all.
You must be imagining Tesla.
He made a whole room glow.
Tesla could shoot DC current out of his butt and broadcast radio with his mind.
I can still see you two, but there is literally nothing else in existence.
Am I wearing clothes? Because when I left the house, there wasn't a house, and I'm worried that maybe also I didn't get dressed.
You're dressed, but your clothes seem to have traveled back in time to a 70s Zayers.
No, that's when I purchased them, at Zayers in 1978. Bought all of my clothes for the rest of my life in one spectacular shopping trip. I'll never shop again.
That's like my lifetime beef purchase. I have some vintage flank steak, if you're interested. Mint condition. Which means it's now the color of mint.
Aren't you too worried that everything is gone?
Not everything. I still have ennui in a pocket full of pachinko balls.
I have a lighter if anyone's holding.
Something is very wrong.
Like I said, what has happened is everyone at once stopped imagining. It's like a blackout when people run their AC too much.
Can we at least imagine ourselves a place to be, a house or something?
You mean create a local reality?
Like we have a generator. Won't the neighbors be jealous when they look over and we are basking in the warm glow of physical reality?
When I was little and the world would go out, my granddad would tell stories about a dark cloud-like entity that would steal your dreams and plunge you into an eternal miasma of despair and pain.
I miss family time.
We need to put our thoughts together and imagine a house or something.
Let's make it have 400 rooms.
And every room is either the size of Africa or as small as a shoebox.
And the house is alive, and we feed it grain by rubbing it into the walls, and we spit on the furniture as a sign of reverence.
I was thinking we could just imagine our old mid-century split level back. The one with the powder room, because I have to use that.
When I was in the army at Fort McDennis in the Spanish Malarian War, I asked to use the powder room and ended up peeing on explosives. It was dark.
That means you're not drinking enough water.
No, the room.
Ah.
Let's concentrate on our house and see if that'll come back.
Nothing.
Hello, everybody.
Does everyone else see a cartoon pig?
Sorry, I was actually thinking about ham and how I would eat it if it wasn't pig because pigs are so cute. Then I thought about cartoon pigs being the cutest.
We're pretty cute, all right.
Hey, sorry. Hope we didn't take you away from anything.
Nah, I was thinking about how I would eat people if they weren't so cute.
You eat people?
Sure. Cartoon pigs eat people. I use Taylor ham, but it's spelled differently because we actually eat the backsides of Taylors.
Really?
Not just Taylors. Any craftsman, really. I love Cooper Butt.
Cooper?
I think they make barrels.
Anything with staves, really.
Oh, I did not know that.
I used to work at a historic village.
Hey, we're in a cabin.
That's a start.
I feel right at home. This device here is how the frontier men and women would have flattened their biscuits for biscuit flattening day.
I heard pioneers' clothes were so rough that it would wear all the skin off of their chest and you could see their heart beating right through their chest.
Stop imagining these things. We're going to create them and I don't want to see that.
Well, you can't control what I think.
Thank goodness.
And not thinking is what got us into this place.
I wish I could introduce you to my creator.
No, I already have a religion, thanks.
No, I mean Ub Iwerks. That guy had an imagination. Anyone want some Tommy Smacks? They're made from prairie grass and bug shells. It's like a pancake, but with a sickening almond odor.
Let's try to get back to what we had now.
There.
This is the TARDIS. Who was thinking about Doctor Who?
Me.
Me?
I was too. Except for that episode where they made pigs look bad. That broke my heart. Why did they do that?
Lots of Scots working on the show now.
I don't know.
So this is bigger on the inside? Because it doesn't seem that big. And also, what's all that?
Cameras and lights and all. This must be a soundstage.
The TARDIS has a soundstage in it. They have everything. Craft services. This is a fantasy come true!
I think we're on the set of Doctor Who.
Then, why do all these buttons work?
Don't touch that!
Great, now where are we?
We don't seem to have moved.
Who knows what's outside those stage doors now? Hey, come look at this TV monitor.
It's Chara.
That's probably me. You said Kugat, and I started thinking about Charo. Then I thought, wouldn't it be neat if Charo was the master on Doctor Who?
Please, we need to control our thoughts better.
What is she doing?
I think she's saying Coochie Coo and is about to play the Malagueña on the guitar.
Oh, Roy Clark is gonna kill her. That's his go-to number.
Please, no one think about Hee-Haw. In fact, clear your minds.
And everything is gone.
Well, that's no good. This time, please concentrate on everything the way it was.
Can I imagine it the way it was, but with no dishes in the sink and maybe a warm color of paint in the living room instead of that awful pale green?
Sure. Whoa, and now we're underwater in a glass dome.
That was me, sorry. I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have my coffee while looking at a frill shark or giant squid?
I might be the first cartoon pig to observe a goblin shark in its own habitat.
Well, that's all great.
Look, it's Mermaid Ben Stiller from that movie.
Oh, that's frightening.
And Poseidon.
Is that Poseidon? That might be Neptune.
Now it's Poseidon, I'm pretty sure.
Might be Neptune.
Stop thinking about underwater kingdoms for a minute, please.
Pro tip. Stop thinking about the protective dome last. That way we won't drown.
Yes, unthink things in order.
And we're back to nothing.
I don't think it's nothing. I think this is one of those TV ads on an all-white set.
Or like in The Matrix when Neo is shopping for car insurance and Flo is like, you know Kung Fu already, why are you bothering me?
I always wanted to know what kind of world we would imagine if we could start from scratch. So let's try to make something great by imagining. Let's all concentrate really hard and see what happens.
All right, you lazy good-for-nothings, get to work.
Who is this guy?
I'm the boss, that's who.
Who imagined a boss?
I thought we needed some sort of boss or authority to get things done. Now he can tell us what to do.
First, put on these uniforms so I can keep track of you.
Then we'll all look alike.
Right. That way I don't accidentally treat one of...